So this morning we are going to look at Matthew chapter 5 and reading from verse 13 to 20. It's not that long ago that we were in this passage looking at a new way to be human, but we're going to look at this section again this morning, and I just pray that God will speak something fresh into each of our lives this morning. Matthew 5, and starting from verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is speaking here to his disciples. In the middle of the crowds, they're all gathered on the side of the hill. And this is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus has just gone through the Beatitudes, which are the characteristics of those who are in his kingdom. And we looked extensively at this last year about how we should live, how this new way of being human. We are in this world, but we're distinctly different from it. But that difference isn't that we are to withdraw from this world, but we have to engage with this world, even in our difference. Jesus says here, you are. It's a declaration over us. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. It's a statement of fact. That's who you are this morning. You are salt. Today you are salt. Today you are light. And from that identity stems our behaviour. Identity is first. We are salt, we are light, and then that affects how we behave. That affects how we live. We are light, therefore we can illuminate others. We are salt, therefore we can bring flavour to others. The Pharisees' goal was to change behaviour. Jesus' goal when he came was to change hearts. The Pharisees that thought you were righteous if your behavior was good, but Jesus changed hearts, and then everything else followed from that. Identity is first. Who we are comes first, and behavior comes second. We live in a world that is corrupt, that is a world that is decaying, and our saltiness is the preserver that this world needs. Our influence in society is to stop the moral decay that is the natural result of living without God. It's so important that we stay salty in this society. Living out of Jesus' radical teachings is important for the health of the nation. Our lives lived are a voice of truth that prevents the trend of decay. The world is dark and in need of light. We don't have to look very far to see the pain and the misery, to see the dysfunction and the discontent, the hatred and the violence. We have to be the light in the middle of that darkness. We have to be complementary to society, to bring light to darkened souls, a breath of fresh air to those who you come in contact with. What hope is there if we have lost our saltiness? How can we help preserve our communities? How can we offer hope to a broken world? Have you lost your saltiness today? Or are you flavouring the community around about you, where you live? Does your presence in your street make it a better place to live? Do you make your workplace a better environment to be in? If we are salt, we need to be salty. If we are light, we need to let it shine. The church exists for the world. We are here to be salt. We are here to be light. There should be a distinction as we endeavour to live out Jesus' example of how to be human. The church is a city set on a hill to give light to the world. We exist for the world to display the glory of God to the world. His goodness, his character should be seen through us as the church. Is that what people see when they think about church? Or do they see a mould with so many exclusions that they would never want to try and fit into it? We have such a good God, we have such a good Father, yet in general that is not the picture that has been painted by the generations that have gone before us. That's not what the world sees when they thinks about when they think about God. All that God does is motivated by love. And is for our ultimate good. But we've been guilty of misrepresenting him, emphasizing things that aren't important and neglecting things that are. No, if you were all that your neighbour ever knew about God, would that be a true reflection of who God is? If your life was all that they ever saw and all they had to paint a picture of who God was or who God is that a true reflection? Do they see enough in you to know God? The purpose of light is that it is be seen. We are light. We have to let it shine. Let the light of Jesus, who lives in our life, shine so that the world might see your good works. People see what comes out from you. It's because of the gospel and what Jesus has done in our hearts that any good can come out of us. That's why it matters what comes out of you, because people see it. There is a conclusion about God that they draw by the words that we say, by the actions and by our attitudes. In the next chapter, we're warned about, it says, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. It almost seems like a wee bit of a contradiction, but it's not a contradiction. It's emphasizing that we've not to do things just to be seen by other people. What we do is important, and our attitude in how we do things is even more important. We're not looking to bring glory to ourselves. We're not looking to make a name for ourselves, but to bring glory to God and so that others might see the goodness of God. Are we driven by a heart of compassion that has clearly been changed through the influence of what Jesus has done for us? What is it that motivates us to do what we do? Are we doing things out of guilt because we feel we ought to do something? Are we doing things to be validated by others, to be recognized? Our actions should overflow from the grace that we have received from God through Jesus and what he has done in our lives. You know, we're just to be a reflection. As the sun gives out light and the moon just reflects that light, so we have to be in this world, just a reflection of the light of Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world, and it's his light in our lives that we're to reflect. Always, our life should always point towards him and not make anything big of ourselves or our apparent goodness. And that doesn't mean that we need to explain reasons why we do things. We don't need to say, it's not me that's doing this, it's God through me, it's Jesus through me. We don't need to explain that, because genuineness of motive shines through in all our actions, and we need to trust the Holy Spirit to do his job, to speak to people's heart and lives. Sometimes there is a place for that, but not always. Jesus is the source of our light that we have to reflect. In Corinthians it says, "For God who said, 'Let the light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." You know, we need to dwell on who Jesus is and what he has done for us. And that gives us the light to reflect to other people, to the community round about us. As we spend time looking at Jesus, we ourselves will change. His life, his works will change us, that then we in turn can reflect that into our community. It's so important that we spend time at the source so that we can reflect the truth of who Jesus is. Now, my challenge from reading today's passage is, are we stepping out or are we being stepped upon? Are we that salt that has lost its flavour and being trampled on? Or are we stepping out and being that salt and that light that makes a difference in the community? We have to bring the kingdom of God to our communities. Like the children of Israel went out to possess the land of promise, in Joshua it says, "Every place that the sole of your foot will tread on, I have given it to you, just as I promised Moses. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them." God's kingdom is being established in the earth, and he's chosen us to be the ones to do that, to spread that kingdom. No, are we stepping out, or have we lost our flavour and been stepped upon? Our commission that Jesus gave us, "All authority in heaven and earth is given to me," Jesus said. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So how can we bring his kingdom to our communities? Is it just about doing good works? Is it just about making right ethical choices? Both salt and light have properties which affect the things around them. Salt is used to enhance flavour and a preservative. To be salt means to deliberately to seek to influence people in by our life, by showing them the unconditional love of Jesus through our good deeds. And light is a symbol that is used to mean awareness, knowledge, and understanding. To be light means to be a witness to others concerning the truth of God's word, especially about who Jesus is and how he died and rose again for our salvation. This world cannot stop itself becoming rotten. We have responsibility to stop the social decay. And the passage that Stuart read at the beginning of the service in Corinthians says, "And when I came to you, brothers, I didn't come proclaiming the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it's not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret, hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. No, to lose our saltiness is to become foolish. It's not to have that wisdom, that secret wisdom of God, that is to preserve and to see his kingdom come in this land. Living out Jesus' wisdom is to be salty. We can make a difference in our community. We can change things in this world. But how do we lose our flavor? How do we lose that saltiness? By going along with the crowd, by being quiet when we should speak, by letting sin dim our light, by ignoring the needs of others. Matthew 16 says, "For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." There's always a choice whether to go with the crowd or to do what is right. We need to stay salty, not just to go with the most popular opinion to save face or to blend in. We're meant to be different in a good way, in a way that makes the world a better place. Our faith becomes stronger as we express it. Our faith grows as we share our faith. Let's not be those who are trampled underfoot. Don't lose your saltiness today. It's supposed to be the serpent from Genesis that's trampled underfoot and not us. In Genesis 3, we read, "I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel." It's the serpent or the devil that's supposed to be under our feet as we go out. We're not to be that castaway salt. We're to be the salt that we're to be the people that goes out and bruising the head of the devil and the serpent. Our feet have to be prepared with the gospel of peace. We read this in Ephesians as part of the armor of God. "Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand firm, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the word, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Have you got those gospel shoes on your feet today to go out and to take the kingdom of God into your community? Are we sharing the gospel of peace and bruising the serpent's head and pressing into the promised land? That's really all I had to share from the passage this morning, but I thought in the week I was thinking just about sharing our faith and our testimony, and I just thought it'd be a good exercise for us in this coming week if we can spend some time just to think through our testimony and our story, and even just to try and write it down again. I mean, our story changes as the years go by, and I think it's a good practice just to reflect on it at least once a year and just write out our story, what our story is, and how we can share that with people round about us. So during the week, if you're able to get some time, just to write out your story, how God has changed your life, and so that we're prepared to tell our story, to be salt, to be light, to the people that we're meeting day to day. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you this morning just for the simplicity of your word, Lord. We just pray that you would make your words, Lord, that we've read this morning just really clear in our heart, Lord, that we would all be able to practically take something away from your word today. Lord, we want to stay that people who is effective, Lord, your church, Lord, that is effective in this land, Lord. We don't want to go through motions of religion, Lord, but we want to be a people that is spreading your good news, Lord, that is taking your kingdom, Lord, that's making a difference in our community. Lord, I just pray your strength and your blessing and your anointing of your Holy Spirit, Lord, on each one of us this morning. Lord, that we would know your strength for this week, Lord, as we live in our streets, Lord, as we go to our workplaces, Lord, and everyone that we come in contact with, Lord, may we be that light that's not hidden, Lord. May we be that salty, Lord, that improves the lives of those round about us. In Jesus' name, amen.